Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Matt Damon turned down the role of Jake Sully in Avatar. He was doing the Bourne series. Probably wasn't really even feeling it. Didn't really see the James Cameron phenomenon dream.
He didn't see it. You know what? I can understand why he didn't see it, because he's, you know, like, it is out there. But then James Cameron said, listen, we're going to give you X amount of money, but we'll give you 10% of the box office receipts. And he's like, no, I can't get to it.
Wow.
Anyway, ouch.
So he missed out on a sum of $250 million for passing up on that role. So he's worth $170 right now. He would have been the $420 million man right now, but that's not the case. You know, I guess when you get to hundreds of millions of dollars, who's counting, right? Is that, no?
Well, he says, in one interview, well, the kids are eating. I guess I'm okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to resolve it somewhere in your brain, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. But the question for you is, what opportunity did you miss out on? We are getting some heartbreak through the text line right now. I'm so sorry for some of these people. Like, for instance, someone said, I was offered a job as an assistant brand manager for rollerblades. The actual brand rollerblades. Like,
wow.
You know, everybody knows inline skates.
That's, sure.
That's the type of skate. But there was the first brand, rollerblade.
Mm-hmm.
The person said I turned it down because I didn't believe that the trend would last very long.
Well, you never know, but ouch.
I remember as a kid watching Regis and Kathy Lee the first time they debuted rollerblades. What are these crazy things these kids are wearing on their legs, Kathy Lee? The rollerblades.
Yeah.
Ah, he's rollerblading around Central Park. I was like, wow, those are cool. I want those.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
And they've been around ever since.
Well, you know, I think about that too. Roller skates, rollerblades. I mean, what's not to love about that? But missed out on that opportunity.
Let me read this one. X mining stock. Is Bree X? Am I writing?
Bria. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Mining stock went from 280 in 97. Could have made $250K on a $1,000 investment. But I was on mat leave and unemployed. Husband. No. No.
So every penny counted. Yeah. So they were like, I can't do it.
They thought to buy it, but they didn't because they couldn't afford to at the time.
Oh.
That is just heartbreaking. I'm afraid to read this one. I really would rather just talk to the person about it, but maybe read the lottery winner or not so winner.
Okay.
We would play regular lottery numbers. However, there were times that my husband would forget to pick up the tickets. The one time our numbers were drawn.
Don't even go there.
We missed out on $17 million.
No!
What?
$17 million. John.
There was someone listening to this show that is stuck on traffic on the 400. It could have been a $17 million.
Man. Okay.
That's so messed up. Matt Damon passed up on the Avatar role and reveals that he could have gotten a $250 million paycheck to add to his already $170 million net worth.
Plus 10% of the box office take.
Stop it. Don't put insult to injury.
That's what he said to the Daily Mail. He said, I could have done it. Or New York Post. He said, and then I could have done this.
Tell me, do you think he kicks himself for that? Like, I mean,
I think a little bit. First of all, it's such an unknown project. He was doing the Bourne Identity series. He was kind of locked into that. This was a big chance for him to take, as far as an actor is concerned, because Avatar, that was so out of this world.
It was a groundbreaking movie. Yeah. Out of this world, good pun. I like that.
Yeah.
But it was groundbreaking visually. I mean, people got depressed after they watched it because it was so beautiful.
And maybe it was a little, he was hesitant on that. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not really his thing. He's more of that, like, action thriller guy, not really a sci-fi.
Well, the other thing is he did see Titanic and he probably didn't like it very much, Matt Damon. So anyway, it's hard to know, but
and then he tried to pick it up with The Martian afterwards.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, no $250 million for you. What opportunity did you miss out on? Texas 104536. Check this out. Somebody said that they missed out on a major opportunity. Dorothy, you missed out on a world-famous experience?
Yeah, it was quite an experience.
You were selected or would have been selected to be a juror on the OJ trial?
Yeah, but I worked for a doctor.
Okay.
And it was like a one-person office. I really couldn't afford to take all that time off, being that you don't know how long it's going to take.
Right.
Then after realizing, oh my gosh, the story I could have told after.
Wow.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. And I should have done it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that you were able to talk to us about it. Thank you for sharing that.
My pleasure. You have a great day.
Is that a gig you would have liked to be a juror on the OJ trial?
I don't think so.
I feel like that's one you can't win because that was so polarized, you know, like some.
Well, the thing is too, it was historical. Maybe that's why she wanted to be on it. She left us on the line, but that would have been very disturbing for me. It probably would lived. I would have lived with that for the rest of my life in my head. How do you feel about that, Caitlin?
I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to be on a jury for almost any trial if I could avoid it. Yeah. And I've been called for jury duty a few times, and the trials have actually never come to fruition. Yeah. And I've been so relieved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. No, thank you.
Text says, at Woodbine Horse Track, teaching my brother how to bet on horses, decided to do a fake bet. Hey, what's the big deal? Pick some bets, pick some horses just to show how it works. The fake bet hit.
How much?
Missed out on $33,000.
No!
That's great.
Wow.
I love that.
Ouch.
How about this one? I was asked to work for this startup company, and they would have been able to give me shares and said it was the next big thing, the next best thing. They also said that the shares would double and triple, but thought that this new business wouldn't work. So that was the beginning of BlackBerry.
We have another one that's similar to that and said a friend started mining Bitcoin back when it wasn't worth anything and offered me $10,000 in Bitcoins as a gift. And I said no because I didn't know what to do with it. FML.
Yeah, yeah. That's a big one.
I still think you made the right choice.
You think so?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I do.
Get in, get out. Bitcoin. Just get
out. Yeah, I get maybe, but no.
No? All right.
No. Something says no to me on that one.
All
yeah.
right. Well, listen, the moral of the story, I think, is everything happens for a reason. You probably weren't meant to be rich. Is that comfort?
Well, you know what? The thing is, what if it had gone the other way?
Yeah.
You know, what if it had not done well at all? Like, I mean, if you had done something and then you lost a lot of money, it's money you never had.
Right. You can't.
So you have to look at it that way. As Matt Damon said, my kids are still eating. I'm okay.
Okay. Getting into our E-Talk Entertainment update. Welcome to the studio, Chloe Wilde.
Hello. Okay, so I love Jimmy Fallon for many, many reasons, but my favorite is how he gets really unique moments with stars. Well, he did just that with none other than Taylor Swift by showing a video of her on medication after LASIK eye surgery that her mom secretly recorded. That's Take great. A listen.
She found a snack.
It wasn't the one I wanted.
Stop, you can't cry. That's not supposed to be what you're doing.
Yeah, I try to get this
okay,
one.
Okay, I'm gonna get the other one for you. Okay.
I wanted this one, but what do we do with this now?
I'll eat it. It's mine.
But it doesn't have a head.
Honey, you don't fall asleep eating a banana, okay?
I'm not asleep. My mind is alive.
Oh my gosh, like if you have a second, watch the video. It is so hilarious. She's wearing the big protective glasses that are taped against her face. She just wanted a banana, but she picked the wrong one. Anyways, it really seemed like she had no idea.
She doesn't because she's stoned. Out
oh,
of her
yeah.
Mind.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't think she had any idea that Jimmy was going to play this video. I think Jimmy fully surprised her and was like, I contacted your mom. Here you go. Let's watch it on television together.
Wow.
Now, I've gotten LASIK done. I don't know what kind of medication they're pumping into them in the States, but I promise you that was not my situation after the surgery.
Yeah.
I think in Canada, it's like a little bit, it's like, here's some Tylenol and Advil.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, that was wild. But she looked so funny. So that must have been such a surprise for her.
She handled it like a champion, though. Yeah. She was like, okay, here we go. Okay. I got to talk to my mom after.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Miley Cyrus news. You know, we saw her leave Liam. They're no longer together. Then she quickly rebounded with Caitlin Carter. That was a hot fling for a minute. And now she's seen with Cody Simpson, who's also Australian.
Okay.
You know, they were seen grocery shopping, shared a quick smooch. So hopefully Cody's not in it for the long haul because it seems like Miley's doing her thing and bouncing around from person to person.
What's he been doing lately, Cody Simpson? I haven't heard much music from him. Yeah.
I don't know, but him tagging up with Miley is probably not a bad thing for
his star power. It's a rebound of the career.
Yeah, he's basically going to go up in echelon by hanging out with Miley Cyrus.
Ooh, nice guy, though.
Very nice. Okay, and then Gigi Hadid, we saw her. She was hanging out with Bachelorette contestant Tyler Cameron. Well, they're no longer together.
Oh,
he made it seem like he is single. So that was quick.
All right. Well, that was quick.
That one was quick.
Have a great day. I know your neck is bothering you.
I can't move.
So I'll try to give you something for that. But I won't give you the stuff that they gave Taylor Swift because you won't be able to conduct the rest of your day.
Taylor Swift.
It could make for an interesting Friday, though.
Chloe, well, thank you so much. E-Talk's on tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV.
That would be the best E-Talk ever. Have Chloe like, yeah.
I would get fired.
Okay.
Let's be real.
All right. We care too much then. Sorry. Micro-cheating. This is a new term, and I'm going to tell you, the game changer is the smartphone. You know, back in the day before we had devices that allowed you to communicate wirelessly and incognito.
Yeah.
Everything was kind of out in the open. You know, if you saw somebody, you know, a person in the hallway, you'd give them a wink or a little pat or whatever, and you'd go, oh, what's going on over there? Now you can just text somebody, slide into a DM and all these things. And now we're asking questions in our relationships. Are these things micro-cheating? So I'm going to ask you all.
Okay.
And you can decide whether this is micro-cheating or not. You could do the same if you're listening. You can text us 104536. So if you follow an ex on social media, do we agree that's cheating? If you're
following... Yes.
Oh, a resounding yes from production.
Yeah, yeah,
wow. They say yes over there?
If you're in a relationship and you're following an ex, yes.
That's a no for me.
That's a no for you?
That's a
absolute
no for me.
No. Wait, no. No what? No.
No, like I'm like you, yeah, Kyle can follow an ex. I don't care.
Really?
Yeah, I don't care.
Wow.
I mean, you're following them. You're seeing them like on a vacation. Like I totally, that does not make me feel any way.
I say let bygones be bygones. Now, I'm not going to go as far as to
say people date other people before they get together with you.
I know.
They're friends, then they're friends.
But my thing is like, all right, in a past life,
no.
I may have been a little jealous. But I will say that it was a problem for me when she was following an ex because their little conversations, side conversations, it just made me feel uncomfortable.
Oh, and but you're saying side conversations, not follow.
Yeah, I've taken it a step
further,
yes.
There you go.
Whatever. Okay, well, only 3% of people saying following an ex on social media is micro-cheating. The rest of people say no, like Caitlin.
Okay, give me another one. Would you be mad if your partner did what?
Okay, deleting apps like Tinder from your phone, but not deleting the entire account. Do we think that's cheating or not? Micro-cheating?
I don't know how to comment on that.
If you found out that your husband deleted Tinder, but if you did a Tinder search and found out, wow, that's Jim on Tinder. He still had an account. Might not have been active, but the account still exists. Would you be angry at that?
I go, what the hell are you doing?
You dope? What are you doing?
I go, right? And I think, he didn't know how to delete it. Seriously. That's in my world. What about your world?
Yeah, that wouldn't bother me.
Yeah.
So like I said, not on the phone, not active, not a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, let me give you one
engaging.
More.
Engaging. We're talking about engagement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
How about this? Sending a heart, a kiss, a winky face emoji, and a flirty way to somebody else. Do we believe that's cheating or no?
It's flirting.
Why are you
flirting with that person? What are you trying to? Here's my thing. If you're throwing that flirtatiousness to somebody, you need something back. What are you lacking in our relationship that makes you do that?
I don't like a kiss face emoji.
No.
First response is a no.
Yeah, it all starts with a winky face.
That might be a micro cheat right there.
That could be a macro to me.
Ooh. Okay. Did you guys ever see that show Cheaters? Did that air here? Cheaters, remember Cheaters?
Yes.
They send the camera around and they bust in on people in the hotel. What are you doing? That's my husband. They have a big fight, big blowout, and they'd like roll out of the motel. I used to love that show.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's so funny. It's always under. It's always like a wonky camera angle.
Yes.
Whispering.
Yeah.
Knock on the hotel door. Yeah. What? Okay.
That would be an example of mega cheating. Now the term is micro-cheating. It's little things that might make you feel uncomfortable, but not necessarily being caught in the act in bed, but still a concern. Let's talk and see if you think these examples of micro-cheating are actually cheating to you. How about this one? Meeting up with somebody, claiming that it's like a work-related meetup, but it really isn't. Nothing's happening. There's no kissing. There's not even a hug, but you're meeting up with somebody, you know, of the sexual persuasion that you may be attracted
to. In the old days.
Yeah. I want to hear this one.
Well, when I used to do City Line, there was a therapist that was on the show.
Yeah.
And she was talking about this very thing.
Uh-huh.
And that when you feel uncomfortable, then you feel uncomfortable.
Right.
And she'd say those get-togethers like lunches would be called funches.
Funches.
Mm-hmm. And so you put
what the funch are you doing? That's a funch. No, I saw you. No funching.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah,
it's just uncomfortable. So, you know, if it's a work person, that's one thing. But if you're constantly having lunch with them,
okay,
that's not a good thing.
Okay.
I think if you have to lie about it, then it's not good.
If you have to change the title, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a work lunch when there's no work being done, right?
If there's a lie involved, no.
Okay. Well, how about this one? Let's stay on the work mode for a little bit.
Okay.
This term gets thrown around all the time, and I kind of go, what would your husband say about that? Work wife, work husband. You know how people say, oh, that's my work wife. Some people laugh about that, but that's called a micro cheat.
Yeah.
Does that make anyone feel comfortable when they say, oh, this is my work husband?
I never called Roger my work husband, ever.
Really?
Well, you would file for divorce if that would have happened. But I always said, like, we really were and still are like brother and sister.
Right.
But, I mean, that's after 33 years of working together. So, I've seen that before. I've heard that before. And I'm like, I, not even involved with these two people that are work husband, work wife, I'm like, I'm comfortable with that. I'm like, no, I wouldn't say that. It's a little too much for me.
I would just say it's your friend.
Yeah,
I don't necessarily have a problem with
it's
it.
Like, it's the cutesy
my
way
colleague.
Of saying, well, it's the cutesy way of saying that we are, like, attached at the hip at work.
Yeah.
And there's, oh, we're, like, always together inseparable, working really closely. It gets my work husband. But I just... You know, it's just something about giving that title to someone else. You know, if someone's your wife, they want to be called your wife.
That's right. You know, right.
But then you have those relationships where people kind of like are really loosey-goosey with stuff.
Yeah.
And they just say things. I think you have to just gauge the comfort level in your relationship.
I wouldn't like that if my husband did
that. Yeah, I don't know. There's something about it that's cringy to me, but I think it's in the same way that like live, laugh, love signs are cringy. I don't think it's like a micro-cheating thing. Yeah. I just don't think I like the term.
Okay.
Dance like no one is watching. Caitlin.
We are watching.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. I think at the end of the day, it's all about communication, right?
Right.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Brought to you by the Plastic Surgery Clinic. Let me know, let me know.
Friday morning means new music is trending. We've got an emotional breakup song out today from Camila Cabello called I Want You to Cry For Me. A new song from Travis Scott called Highest in the Room that seems to allude to Kylie Jenner not being too pleased with him while he is touring on the road. One Direction fans are freaking out because Niall Horan has a brand new single out today. Here's what it sounds like. It's titled Nice to Meet Ya.
Every time I turn around, you disappear.
Cool. It's an iPod commercial.
Huh?
No.
I don't know if anyone listening is going to be familiar with this band, but the UK band Arctic Monkeys come to mind for me. And I never thought I'd be saying that about Niall Horan, but I feel like there are some major Arctic Monkeys vibes on that track. He's also got a new music video out to go along with it. And there's a phone number featured in the last scene of the video. And if you call it, his voice actually is recorded at answers and saying, within this video, I've hidden four song names from the album if you look closely. So kind of like an Easter egg hunt a la Taylor Swift. Country stars Dan and Shay, who you might know from their hit song Tequila, have teamed up with their pal Justin Bieber. They've got a new song dedicated to their significant others called 10,000 Hours.
When you close your eyes, tell me what are you dreaming? Everything I want to know it all. I'd spend 10,000 hours and 10,000 more. Oh, if that's what it
I like it.
Marilyn's
uh-oh.
Emphatically turning her mic on.
No, I think Bieber's so good, and I just love that sound. That's going to go on a lot of charts.
It is.
Different charts for sure. Yeah, it's good.
Very catchy. It's called 10,000 Hours. It's sort of a play on the adage that you take 10,000 hours for you to become an expert in anything. So they're willing to put in the work.
Yeah, of the relationship.
Exactly.
Can we go back to Camila Cabello for
sure?
That's not a breakup song between her and Shawn Mendes. It's just a breakup song.
That's what people are saying. It's dedicated to an ex. That it's about an ex. Who knows when she wrote it, but she's saying, I want you to cry for me. And Ryan Tedder was on that track as well as a Toronto super producer named Frank Dukes.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's a cool song.
Good.
Now, I'm going to close off your Friday feeling with what I think is one of the cutest viral videos of all time. Please listen to the sound of a little girl being questioned by her father. She's about 3 years old. She's adorable. I posted the video of her on Chum's Twitter. She is covered in lipstick, and this is her dad asking her, what happened? How'd you get all that lipstick on your face? And be careful to note her pronunciation of lipstick is yippic.
Did you do anything in the bathroom?
Mm-mm.
Nothing?
Mm-mm. I was putting some yippic on.
So what'd you put on?
Yippic on.
Oh. Whose was that?
It was my yearbook.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Did you ask anybody if you could put it on?
I asked myself.
So whose lipstick is that?
Mine.
You bought it?
Yeah.
Where'd you buy that?
My yearbook.
Yeah.
I bought it from Home Depot.
Home Depot, everybody. They sell lipstick now.
If the marketing department from Home Depot is listening, I think you have your new spokesperson.
Yes, it's like other viral videos that have gone viral. Companies have picked them up.
They should.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
She's a Yippic icon.
Oh, she's so cute. So lovely.
There you go.
Love it. Thank you for giving us that good feeling.
So if you see girls rocking Home Depot orange this weekend, yeah, exactly. You know why.
Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.